四节。耶和华说，如此说，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口，这是耶和华说的。这是今天正道的经文。
Once again, thank you to Winnie and Charlene.
谢谢 Winnie 和 Charlene.
Thank you to Pastor Doris.
Doris 牧师.
Thank you to Myra.
谢谢 Myra.
And thank you to Allison.
谢谢 Allison.
During September, we are reviewing our church vision.
在九月的时候，我们正在回顾我们教会的一个愿景。
Last week, we reminded ourselves of the Bible's big picture vision.
那上个主日呢，我们在回顾教会的一个大的一个意象。
All things will be brought under the headship of Christ, and people from all nations and languages will worship Jesus Christ.
那所有的事情都是以基督为首，万国万邦用各种语言都来敬拜主耶稣基督。
This week we will focus on the first half of our mission statement, knowing God.
那这个星期我们要把我们的专注点放在我们的教会的宣教的誓一个誓宣告的一个誓言的第一前部分，认识神。
Knowing God is a profound phrase.
那认识神，这是一个很深奥的词汇。
Like a diamond, I've tried to look at it from different angles, seeing different facets of this phrase's depth.
就好像一个钻石一样，我试图从不同的面里面想要看它的深度。
In just two words, knowing God are the greatest treasures of Christian belief.
那就两个字，认识神是一个基督徒一个信仰最珍贵的一个珍宝。
Let me explain.
让我来为你解释。
I remember the first time I filled a vehicle with gas in North America.
我记得我第一次在北美要帮我的汽车加油。
It was in October 1993 in Chicago.
在芝加哥那一年是1993年。
I pulled up to the gas pump.
我拿下来那个加油枪。
Opened the gas cap on the vehicle.
把我打开车的那个加油的那个盖子。
Inserted my credit card.
把我的信用卡放进去。
Put the nozzle of the pump into the gas tank.
把加油枪放到我的加油的车上的油门上里面。
And pulled the trigger.
那开始加油。
Nothing happened.
什么都没发生。
For over 10 years, I had filled my car in England with gas without any problem.
那在过去十年呢，我在英国呢，我加油从来没有这样发生过这样的问题。
Was there some secret to filling North American vehicles that the rest of the world knew nothing of?
是不是在北美加油有些秘密是全世界人不知道的呢？
I tried again with the same result.
我再试了一次，结果还是一样。
At that point, a burly American man pointed to the pump and shouted, "Flip the liver up on the pump."
就在这时候，有一个很魁梧的一个美国人，他过来跟我说。他指着那个加油枪说：“你要把那个操纵杆往上拉。”
Now restraining myself from saying, "In the civilized world, gas pumps don't have levers." I flipped up the lever and started to pump gas.
那我控制我自己，不要生气。我说，在一个文明的社会里面，加油为什么要有一个控制杆呢？所以我就开始把那个控制杆往上搬，然后开始加油。
Without that American man, I could have looked at that gas pump for hours, my gas tank empty.
那如果没有这个美国人帮助我的话呢，我可以在那个加油站那边站了一个好几个小时，那我的油还是空的。
I was utterly dependent upon him to reveal the truth.
那我是完全依赖他来跟我揭晓这个真理。
I needed someone to turn up in my life and help me.
我希望有人在我身边有人出现来，然后告诉我这些事情。
To know God means that we are utterly dependent upon God making Himself known.
认识神的意思是说，我们完全依赖神， 他让他自己让我们能够看得到认识他。
It's easy to hear knowing God and immediately think of all that we do to deepen our knowledge of him.
那很容易我们觉得说认识神意思就是说我们在知识上要更认识他。
But more fundamentally, we are dependent upon him making himself known.
那是更基本的是我们要仰赖神让他自己让我们能够认识他。
When we say knowing God, we say that God is the God who wants to be known.
那当我们说认识神的意思是说，那个神是他自己都想要把自己让我们能够认识他。
Knowing God starts not with what we do to know him, but who he is as the God who can be known.
那认识神不是从我们做了什么来开始的，而是那个自己要彰显自己让我们认识的那个神他是谁开始的。
Several profound points naturally follow.
那接着就很多深奥的几个点就开始了。
First, knowing God means God is personal.
那认识神意思是说神是个人化的。
He can be known.
他可以被认识的。
On July the 9th, 1988, I stood in front of family, friends, and my pastor.
在1988年的7月9号，我站在一群人前面和我的牧师前面。
I stood facing a wonderful woman and said words that changed my life.
我站在一个美丽的女人前面，我讲了一番话，改变了我整个的生命。
I, Callum, take you, Catherine, to be my wedded wife.
我, Callum,我娶你 Catherine 当我合法的妻子。
To have and to hold from this day forward.
从今以后跟你携手同行。
For better, for worse, for richer, for poorer.
不论是好是坏，是富有是贫穷。
In sickness and in health.
是生病是健康。
To love and to cherish until we are parted by death.
我要爱你，我要珍惜你，直到死亡把我们分离。
And to this end, I give you my word.
我向你这样的保证。
Catherine, thankfully, repeated the same words back to me.
很感恩的，我的妻子也用这样的话那个对我讲了一次。
Now I could have said these words to a computer or my cell phone or a block of wood or a brick wall.
那我可以对一个电脑可以讲这番话，我也可以对一个我的手机或是一个木头或是一面砖块的砖墙讲这番话。
If I had, my words would have been meaningless, and I would probably have been admitted to hospital.
那如果这么做的话呢？我的话是没有意义的，我可能被送进医院了。
The words were meaningful because they were said between two people.
那这个话是有意义的，因为是两个人中间的他们的一个对述。
These words became the foundation for a lifelong, committed, loving relationship.
那这个话变成是我们一生对对方委身的一番委身的话。
How much more so in our relationship with God?
那我们对神的这个话的关系，我们有这样的有更深吗
？The central doctrine of the Christian faith is that God is Trinity.
那我们基督徒的信仰的中心是神是三位一体的。
Christian faith.States that God is one in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
我们基督徒的信仰是说神是一个圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的。
It can be difficult to understand how God is Trinity.
这很难理解说神为什么是三位一体呢？
How can God be one and three?
怎么可能神是一位，可是又是三位呢？
Early Christians used Trinity.To describe God, not because they were trying to confuse.
那早期的基督徒用三位一体，并不是他想要故意的混淆我们。
But because they were responding to what they saw in Scripture and experienced in their lives.
那他们只是在回应他们在生命里面的经历，或他们从圣经里面读到的一个反应而已。
Trinity, in that sense, defines Christian experience.
那三位一体的代表了是一个基督徒的一个经验。
Early Christians knew that God was one.
那早期的基督徒知道神是一位的。
But they recognized in Jesus Christ the very presence, power, and love of God.
但是他们在耶稣里面，他们看到了神的同在和他的能力和他的爱。
In John chapter 14, verses 9 and 10, Jesus said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, and don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?"
那在约翰福音14章9到10节里面讲到说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。你不相信我就在父里面吗？
The first Christians also experienced God as the Holy Spirit.
那早期基督徒他们也看到神就是那个圣灵。
The Spirit was not a force, but the living presence of God in these Christians' lives.
那圣灵并不是一股力量，他是基督徒，他的生命里面有神的同在。
For example, in John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says that the Holy Spirit will confirm and remind Christians of what he said.
那就好，那约翰福音十四章二十六节里面讲到，耶稣说，圣灵会将一切事指教你们。并且要叫你们 想起我对你们所说的一切话语。
And in Acts, we read how the early church continued the work of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit.
那在使徒行传里面，我们看到了说，早期的教会里面，基督徒他们是圣灵借着圣灵怎么样加力给他们，他们能够完成耶稣的事工。
So the first Christians knew God as Father, encountered God in Christ.And experience God through the Holy Spirit.
所以早期的基督徒他们知道神是那个 父神，他们在基督里他们遇见了神，他们也透过圣灵他们经历了神。
That's why, as Matthew 28 verse 19 reminds us, they baptize believers in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
也就是为什么马太福音二十八章十九节里面，当我们受洗的时候，我们会说借着圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。
When we say knowing God, we are saying that God can be known personally because He is personal, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那当我们说认识神的时候，我们在说神是可以让每个人个别去认识他的，因为神是个别化的，他是圣父、圣子和圣灵。
As the Lord says in Jeremiah 31 verse 3, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." I have drawn you with loving kindness.
就像在耶利米书三十一章三节里面，神这么讲到：说我以永远的爱爱你，因此我以慈爱来吸引你。
These are words of the God who is personal.
这是我们每个人化的一个神。
To say that God is personal is amazing.
来说神是个人化的，这是很奇妙的。
But without our second point.That first point is merely theoretical.
但是如果没有第二点的话呢？我们刚讲的第一点只是一个理论上而已。
Because God has made Himself known.
因为神自己彰显了自己，让我们能够认识他。
How?
如何呢？
Creation is a glorious witness to God's presence.
创造就是神同在荣耀的一个见证。
We see a spectacular range of mountains, or feel the freshness of the breeze on our face.
那我们看到壮观的山岭，或是我们能够脸上能够感觉到一个清新的微风。
Or taste the succulent flavor of fresh fruit, or contemplate the expanse of the universe.
那或是我们能够尝到一个很新鲜多汁的一个美味的水果，或是我们凝视这个浩瀚的一个宇宙。
And we worship God as Creator.
我们来敬拜这位神，他是一个创造主。
Psalm 19 verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God."
诗篇十九章一节讲到说，诸天述说神的荣耀。
God has made Himself known.
神他彰显自己，让我们能够知道他。
But the greatest revelation of God is found in Jesus Christ.
但是耶稣神最伟大的启示是在耶稣基督里面找到的。
John chapter 1 verse 18 says.No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
约翰福音十一章十八节讲到说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Christianity stands unique among all faiths and beliefs.
那基督教这个信仰在众信仰里面呢，是非常独特的。
Christianity declares not that we must reach up to God to discover who He is, but that God has reached down to us and made himself known to us in the person of Jesus.
基督教我们讲的是说，我们不只要去就近去认识神，他是谁，但是神他已经来就近接近我们了。
When we meet Jesus, we meet the living God.
当我们遇见耶稣的时候，我们就遇见了那位永生的神。
One evening in the 1990s, Catherine and I were at home watching TV.
在1990年代有一天晚上傍晚的时候，我跟 Catherine 我太太我们在家里看电视。
There was a knock at our door.
在我们门上有人敲门。
I opened the door and there stood a young woman.
那我打开那个门，看到一个很年轻的女士站在外面。
Without any introductory formalities, she blurted out, "I want to know God."
没有任何的介绍，她就说我想要认识神。
We invited her into our home and told her about Jesus.
我们邀请她进到我们家里面来，跟她分享耶稣。
She gave her life to Christ and has since become a key leader in the church I pastored in England.
她认识了主耶，接受了主耶稣基督，然后她变成我在英国牧会的一个教会里面很重要的一个同工。
Her longing to know God was satisfied only.When she met Jesus,
她认识神的这个渴望，只有直到她遇见了耶稣的时候，才得到了个满足。
And she met Jesus because Jesus is God come to us.
她认识耶稣是因为神来就近了她。
As Jesus prayed in John chapter 17, verse 3, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God."And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
就像在约翰福音十七章三节讲到说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
So when we say knowing God in our mission statement, we are not making a vague religious statement.
所以当我们说认识神的时候，我们并不在做一个很模糊的一个宗教的一个宣言。
We are declaring that God has made himself known to us supremely in the person of Jesus.
那我们是在宣告说，神已经透过耶稣基督，让我们能够看到他，认识他。
So God is personal and God has made himself known.
所以耶稣是个人化的，耶稣已经让他自，神让他自己让彰显出来，让我们认识他。
But our mission statement takes us to a third point.
但是我们宣教使命的宣言，让我们带到第三点来。
When Catherine and I introduced that young woman to Jesus, we told her what Jesus had done.
那当 Catherine 跟我来，跟那个女士来谈这个信仰的时候，我们跟她讲说，耶稣为我们成就了一些事工。
Knowing God means knowing the God who saves.
认识神的意思是说，认识那位拯救的神。
John chapter 3 verse 16 says it very clearly. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
约翰福音三章十六节讲得很清楚，他说，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
To know God is to approach him through the only way he has made possible.
认识神是去接近神，用他唯一的一个方法。
The cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
就是十字架含耶稣的复活。
If the central doctrine of Christianity is the Trinity, the central truth of Christianity is this: God gave himself for us.
如果说我们基督教的信仰的中心是三位一体的真神的话，那我们基督教的信仰的真理就是。神把他自己给了我们。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
God created us out of love.
神因为爱，他创造了我们。
He created us to experience joy and pleasure in relationship with Him.
他创造了我们跟他有发生的关系，然后我们能够享受在他里面的娱乐和快乐。
In our arrogance, we rejected God.
可是因为我们的自大，我们拒绝了神。
The relationship with him was broken and sin entered our lives.
我们跟他的关系就断绝了，然后罪恶进入我们当中。
Like a contagious disease genetically passed from one generation to the next, sin infects us all.
就像一个传染病一样，透过基因一代传到另一代，那这个罪恶就感染了我们。
We have no immunity and no vaccination.
我们没有任何的免疫力，我们也没有任何的疫苗。
We are contaminated with death.
我们被死亡所感染污染了。
God's just and right response is to condemn us for rejecting him.
那神的公义，他正确的一个回应应该是对那些拒绝他的人要定罪。
Since he created us, he's every right to judge us.
因为是他创造了我们，他有这个权利来审判我们。
But God is love.
但是神就是爱。
How can he, in his love, reject those he created for relationship with him?
怎么可能在他的爱里面，他拒绝这些用他创造的这些来跟他发生关系的子民呢？
So God chooses the way of sacrifice.
所以神选择了牺牲这一途。
Instead of us being judged for our sin, Jesus carries the punishment for our sin.
那他自己取代了我们的罪，他自己接受这些惩罚。
God's anger at our sin is averted by God's action of sacrifice on our behalf.
神因为我们的罪而得来的愤怒，因为他自己背上我们的罪，付上了这个牺牲。他就被在神面前这些罪都避开了。
Romans chapter 3 verse 25 says, God presented him, that's Jesus, as a sacrifice of atonement.
罗马书三章二十五节说到，神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
What was the sacrifice that Jesus faced?
耶稣面对的惩罚牺牲是什么呢？
The cross.
十架。
On the cross, Jesus was substituted for us.Taking our sins, even though he was guiltless, innocent of any sin.
那在十架上，耶稣代替了你我的罪，他把我们罪，把他虽然甚至他是无罪的，他是无辜的。
God's wrath against us was averted because God gave himself for us.
神对我们的愤怒被避开了，因为神自己取代了我们的罪。
When we say, knowing God, we are declaring the central truth of Christianity.
那当我们说认识神的时候，我们在宣告我们基督教信仰的一个中心的一个真理。
To know God is to know God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
认识神就是透过神耶稣的死和复活来认识神。
So why the reading from Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 and 24?
那为什么我今天要读耶利米书的九章二十三到二十四节呢？
These verses express God's longing for us.
这几段经文它表达了神对我们的渴望。
God says, let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me.
神说，让夸口的以此夸口，认识我是耶和华。
These verses are a call to respond to God.
这些话是一个对神的一个回他的呼召的一个回应。
God is personal.
神是个人化的。
He has made himself known.
他彰显他自己，让我们能够认识他。
He has saved us.
他拯救了我们。
Over 3 years ago, Catherine and I had the overwhelming privilege of inviting 2 children into our lives.
大约三年前，我跟我太太，我们有这个荣幸，能够邀请两个孩子到我们的生命里面来。
They are an incredible gift.
他们是很棒的礼物。
Many nights I lie in bed praying for them.
那很多晚上我在床上为他们祷告。
I think what their lives might have been if we had decided not to adopt.
我在想说，如果说我们两个没有决定要认养他们的话，他们生命会变成怎么样？
And my heart bleeds at the thought.
那因为这样思考，我的心就开始淌血。
I know without any doubt.The bringing them into our lives was God's call and our joy.
那我知道，这是神的呼召，也是我生命的一个喜乐。
And then I try to imagine what my life would be like if God were not personal, if God had not made himself known, if God had not saved me.
那我就想说，如果说我生命会变成怎么样呢？如果我不认识神，如果说我没有神没有让我来认识他，如果神没有拯救我的话呢？
I have only one word for that.
我只有一句话。
Hell.
地狱。
My life would be hell.
我的生命会变得像地狱般。
Each of our lives would be hell.
我们每个人的生命就变像地狱般。
But thankfully, God is personal. He has made himself known, and he saves us.
感谢神，神是个人化的，神你让他让我们认识他，他拯救了我们。
Our mission statement begins with knowing God.
我们宣教的宣言开始的时候是说认识神。
This is the way of life, the way to life, and the way for life.
这是生命的道路，走向生命的方法，也是一生的道路。
Let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me.
让那些夸口人以此来夸口，认识我是耶和华。
So come this day and renew your desire for God.
今天来，来更新你在神面前的一个渴望。
Come this day and know God.
来，今天就来这里来认识他是神。
Come, meet Jesus.
你要来遇见耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.
Pastor Lee, thank you.